America Weekend. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight Fever. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest has a new solo album. It's called Vortex. It comes out June 23rd. He's the founder of the legendary rock band Journey, which as of now has sold 80 million records. It is a pleasure to say hello to another member of rock and roll royalty, Neil Schon. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, Ed. How are you, man?
I'm terrific.
How are things going now?
Very well. This is quite an honor to have you here and to talk about this new album. Let's get right to it. Vortex, it is a 2-CD all-instrumental album. Tell me about it.
Wow, this record started about a year ago for myself. I got together, mainly, you know, just winged it with Steve Smith. I like playing with just drums on these type of records while I'm writing them. I didn't come in with any, like, pre-planned songs. I came in with a little looping machine and where I had a zillion different ideas that I laid down in my house. And I kind of plugged the looping machine into, you know, the studio board and just listened to these, like, really just a couple riffs here and there. And I'd stop it and I'd go, oh, that riff sounds pretty cool. Let's work on this. And so that's what I do. You know, when I go in to do these records, I don't like to make demos at home. And I don't like to pre-work everything out. I like it to be really organic and spontaneous and on the spot. So it is real, you know, and it's not overly thought. And it's coming out from your heart, you know. And so that's what we did. And I'm really proud of this record. I love how musical it is. And I love how it stretches some of the boundaries. And, you know, I'm pushing the envelope a lot on this record, which, you know, that's something I'm always into doing. I'm never satisfied with sitting exactly in the same spot, you know, myself personally.
Right.
And so, you know, this, it's something I need to do for musical growth, you know. I need to move forward and I need to, you know that I'm aspiring to be a better guitar player and musician, you know. And just trying new things.
You know, you talked about how that is an organic process, and it really is. It's almost like improvisation for an actor. I mean, rather than go in there with a script and with music and knowing exactly what you're going to do, it must be so liberating and so cool to just be able to just let things go and see how things come out and sound. That sounds like an incredibly creative way to work.
This is the way that I like to work anymore after making records for so long. You know, I mean, it's actually a really fun process then. And, you know, I mean, I'm producing these records also. So, you know, it's always a different dynamic. No matter how great the producer is that you're working with, they have an agenda from the record label. They have an agenda themselves. They want to get this done. They want you to play this music. They want you to chop this down. They want you to do this.
Right.
You know, and it's not necessarily what you really want to do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I decided to sort of control everything so that, you know, whether you like it or not, it's what I want to hear.
One of the things I noticed in the press notes, and I thought this was very cool, the release of Vortex is dedicated to someone who is very special to you. Tell us who that is.
This would be my wife, Mikkel Schon, and we've been friends, like best friends, for the last 20 years, and now married, and she travels with me. She's my light, you know, every day, and soul inspiration for a lot of all the good things that are going on in my life right now. I mean, I'm just taking on all kinds of things. I mean, to be beyond working on this solo project, I've been working with Carlos Santana and the old Santana members. We knocked out a new record that'll be coming out probably after the first of the year called Santana 4, and traveling with Journey and playing dates and you know, she's very inspiring, and she travels with me, has not missed one of our shows in 4 years.
Really? Wow.
That's crazy.
That is. That's really nice.
She stands on the side of the stage and watches the show like it's the first time she's ever seen the show. It's cute, and it's amazing, yeah.
Back to Carlos Santana. You got your start in quite a big way. You were just 15 when Carlos Santana invited you to join his band. You know, at 15, guys are normally just looking to get into the right garage band, and there you are hooking up with Carlos Santana. You know, at that point, you got to be thinking, you know, this music thing, I think it's going to work out.
Well, that's what I recall telling my folks when we were living in this small apartment in San Mateo in the peninsula.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be sitting down eating dinner with them, and I had just met Greg Raleigh and Michael Shreve, and we're having dinner, and I would tell my folks, I said, I think I'm going to be in that band, like, in about another couple months. And they'd both just laugh, and they go, I love, you know, where this kid's headed at, you know. I mean, that's really great to think that positive. I wish you good luck, and yeah. Whole thing. And then, seriously, about what I called, like, a couple months, I was in the band. It was nuts. They really couldn't quite believe it.
You're 15 years old. I mean, to make that kind of leap and to work with a musician of that stature, that is just, I mean, it's terrific. Now, you formed Journey back in 1973. Today, Don't Stop Believing is the most digitally downloaded song in history. It has become such an iconic song. It ended the Sopranos series, and it's pretty cool when two different genres of art kind of come together like that, is it not?
Oh, it was a beautiful experience, yes. And, no, I mean, I didn't expect that. I remember getting an email months and months back from management, filtered down from the Sopranos director, and they were saying they were considering the song, and I went, oh, that's cool, you know, because I like the show.
Right.
And I didn't think anything more of it because it was so many months in front. But, you know, when it happened, I didn't know it was going to happen. I don't think anybody did. And my phone just started blowing up because I wasn't watching the TV at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. You know, when I finally saw it, I was like, wow, that's a real kick in the butt for that song there. But then everything has been for that song. You know, all our ball teams, the Niners, the Giants, you know, all the different ball teams, Kansas City, you know, Chicago,
sure,
that have used our song. And, you know, the Giants continue to, you know, they play Lights in San Francisco, in the seventh inning, Always Don't Stop Believing. It's like crazy. It's just become an anthem, like, everywhere.
It's funny because that song has really become really a part of the fiber and fabric of our pop culture. And that's really cool when that happens. You know, I recently asked both Mike Rutherford and Randy Bachman this. The way we consume music and the way it's distributed today is just so different. How does that affect you as an artist, the way music is distributed now?
Well, the streamlining, I can tell you that it definitely affects all artists. And the main thing that affects is our paycheck.
Right.
And so, you know, with all the streaming that's going on, they're able to, you know, mostly download stuff for free. Once in a while, you get paid. But somebody decides they want to pay for it and not just download it, I think the best thing you can do anymore as an artist is make as many live appearances as you can and do album signings and try to put together a package that they can download artistically, which is what I did with Vortex. There's a 26-page book in it of pictures and, you know, information about the record and just things that you're not going to get if you just download it and streamline. But, yeah, the record industry is been turned upside down. Seriously, I mean, we're one of the fortunate bands, Journey, to be able to do what we still do and sell so many tickets, because that's really where we make our cake anymore, is traveling and playing live.
Yeah.
Everything else is everybody's getting for free, you know? Somebody gets to the bottom of it, but it's been going on for so long, it's very out of hand. I mean, you know, record companies are scratching their head, and they're like, we don't know which move to make next, and they just keep closing one after another. And, you know, radio is having a tough time, too.
You know, the concept of copyright and trademark, all that, does it really even matter anymore? Because if you have something to record with, you can go on YouTube and literally rip any song ever made and copy it down for yourself. And it really, it's so different, and it's just changed on so many different levels. Well, Vortex comes out June 23rd, but you can pre-order the album now at Amazon.com or at SeanMusic.com. Neil, Sean, this has been great having you on the show. Continued best of luck. And thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you again.
You too. Have a good day. Well, there goes Neil. You talk about iconic bands. Journey, 42 years, folks. 42 years. And he is the one member that's been there for the entire 42 years. And isn't it funny that he gave me the same answer that Mike Rutherford gave me, what was it, a couple of months back we had him on the show? when we asked him about how do you make money now? I mean, you got kids just downloading things left and right and, you know, copying things off YouTube or wherever and sharing these files. The live shows, that's where the money is made. So if you can still bring out the people, and Journey still can, that is where you're going to make your money at this point. And with the merchandising and everything else, isn't it amazing that the one thing that they cannot make money off of anymore is actually selling the songs? Like I mentioned to Neil, copyright, trademark, do these things even matter anymore? No. So it's such a different situation, but a nice guy. Vortex is the new album, instrumental, 2-CD set. I've been able to get a little sneak preview, and I heard it. It is exceptional, and he is quite a talented musician, and we do wish him the continued best of luck. And as always, it's very nice to have a member of Rock and Roll Royalty here on the show. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.